No,
of
and
a
the
whole
doctors
bunch of them.
Always are like, that's bad. I know.
This is the Big 40 and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
Here's a question we posed yesterday and put it on Facebook. Do you wash new clothes before you wear them? You buy new clothes. Do you wash them before you wear them for the first time?
My wife would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And only if she wasn't around, I would say no.
Yeah, I don't if it's from like Shein or Amazon.
Okay.
Or like, I mean, I shop online 90% of the time. And
yeah,
so if I get it from like Target or something, I most of the time forget to even wash. Like, I just don't even think about it. But if I get it from like Goodwill or something.
Okay.
Oh,
I can see that. Yeah. Because you don't know where it's been.
Right.
If I also,
and sometimes they have that smell on them. You know, you
yeah. If I got into a store, like, you know, maybe like who else tried these jeans at Kohl's before?
Yeah.
Like maybe.
Right. Yeah. If I think about it. Yeah.
Am I weird for liking like that new clothes smell that's like maybe a little bit of cotton, a little bit of cargo ship, and a little bit of factory floor?
I don't think I've thought about it before.
I like that smell.
Well, I don't do that. I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, look at the shirt I'm wearing right now. Other than it's fabulous, what's the first thing you notice about it?
It looks like it was folded.
It's got the wrinkles of a new
shirt. It's still got wrinkles from out of the package.
Yes.
That is one thing I'm like, I don't care. It's going to get wrinkly as I wear it. Like, I don't care.
That's like, you know, putting on new sheets.
Yeah.
I'll wash them. I like those square wrinkles.
Yeah.
And isn't that a subtle way to say, like, look, it's a new shirt.
Yeah. There you go.
It's still like, got the creases.
Okay. I had a photo shoot the other day, and I put the shirt on I was going to wear, and it still had the thing attached to it, like
the
monitor.
Tag?
No, the monitor thing.
The security thing
that would go off if you stole it? Yes, so it never went off when we left, and we were already running late. I was in a panic, and I was like, what do we do? Like, you can't. I was freaking out. And we ended up, like, I posed, so it was fine. Like, you couldn't see it, and we could edit it out and
so
stuff.
So you couldn't see that you shoplifted.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I'm mortified. Like, walking around the park with this, like, security alarm thing on me, I was like, I didn't steal it, I swear.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Don't you need, like, some kind of special device to get it off?
Yeah,
like
you have to have
a
special tool.
I think you can do a magnet.
I'll
have to research it. I don't want to take it back and be like, hey, I promise I didn't steal this.
You forgot to take this off.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Tabloids say that it may be over between Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. Apparently, he was embarrassed by her whole spaceflight thing.
Weren't we all?
Thought it was cringeworthy.
Yes, we all were. Yeah. You're right.
And I guess a lot of her career decisions working with Dr. Luke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Her latest album, the one.
And I guess the tour and the album have not been received well. And I guess, you know, they're just on the outs.
I wonder if he's just using that as a cover-up because the dance moves are what's really turning him off.
Yeah.
There's no comeback.
You're looking for a mansion. Maybe if Orlando Bloom is looking for a place to move out to. There's a place in Brentwood in the Governor's Club that's going up for auction later this month. It used to be owned by a healthcare executive. It is three floors. It's got a bowling alley, a sports bar, sauna, pickleball courts, basketball courts. I mean, it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you can't afford not to get this mansion because it was up for sale last summer for almost $10 million.
Mm.
They're going to auction later this month. Starting bids are $3.4 million.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could save $7 million.
I know.
You should be their sales, their real estate agent, Jim. You're pitching this really well.
I want a little bit of commission.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
The house is incredible. If you want to see it, you can see all the pictures. Just like Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
Yeah. The pictures are crazy and probably don't even do it justice.
Right.
Honestly. So if you felt yesterday's heat, it's no shock that we are in a heat wave, but really it's called a heat dome, and it's going to be for the rest of the week, and it's like a big lid of hot air that gets stuck over a place. So what causes it, it's a strong area of high pressure in the sky, pushes air down, and the air gets hotter, and it can't escape because the high pressure keeps it trapped. There's no clouds or rain to cool things off. Mm. And they say climate change is making it happen.
More often, yeah.
Yeah. So they're just really recommending stay inside, stay cool, drink water. But it's not going to get better this whole week. So
they call it heat dome. I call it summer in Nashville.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We made reference yesterday to Mario Brothers 3, where you're running through the desert and the angry sun is trying to kill you.
Right.
Yeah, we're living that right now. Began the day questioning myself.
Can I tell everybody what I walked in on before the show started?
As Jim walks in, I'm in the studio.
And Woody's looking at his phone. It's turned horizontally.
Yes.
And he's tapping the screen of his phone.
Yes.
And then he's holding the phone up to his mouth and he's going, puppies, puppies, puppies. I'm like,
yes,
a rather odd behavior.
My girlfriend is in Mount Pleasant taking care of some folks down there. So she wasn't home last night or this morning. And so, you know, we get up crazy early in the morning, half asleep, wandering around the house. And so I let the dogs out in the backyard and then I let them back in. I think it's one of those things where I'm 99% sure I let the dogs back in the house, but there's one part of me that's saying, did I not let them back in the house?
Was that yesterday?
Oh,
I was really tired.
So are they in the backyard? So I have the Furbo camera. So I've been like tapping on my phone and going like, puppies,
to call
puppies.
Them.
And I was like,
this is to get them to call.
Yeah.
It's the speaker on your Furbo is saying what you're saying into your phone.
And also tapping on it. I think maybe they'll think somebody's knocking at the door and they'll bark and run around.
Oh, right.
But so I haven't seen them because Melissa kind of rearranged the living room, and so the Furbo camera is in a spot where I can't really see them because they may be sitting on a couch. With the back of the couch is to the camera. Mm. So my son Jeff lives in Smyrna. He's going to stop by the house on the way to work.
Oh, that's nice.
And see if I did, in fact, leave the dogs in the backyard. You know, it'll be fine. It's only supposed to be near 100 degrees today, so they should be fine.
And it's like, it's super early.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like they're in a car at noon.
Right.
They're just in the backyard in the morning, and it's in the 70s.
So I feel stupid.
No, I think we've all done that. I left our back door open one day when I left for work.
Just left it wide open.
Wide
huh?
open.
Yeah.
And I texted my husband, and he was at work. He couldn't leave. And I had to go to work. So I was like, well, I set the alarm, and we have a Ring camera. So, like, I guess I'll see if somebody walks in.
Yeah, we say, well, somebody breaks in the house. I hope they clean up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's all good. It'll all work out.
But, yeah, so the dogs will be fine, I think.
Yeah.
Do we need the sound of a doorbell that you can play over your camera to make them get up?
I keep doing that and thinking, you know, maybe they're going to, you know, I tap on it. Sounds like somebody knocking on the door.
Right.
So but they haven't barked or ran around.
Maybe they're just being lazy.
Maybe they're just so used to the Furbo that they go, don't even worry about that.
Yeah. Or it's just dad. It's not a big deal.
It's just dad. Just dad having an anxiety attack at work.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everyone's fine. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
A couple of local lifesavers. A four-year-old girl named Kendall in Clarksville saved her teacher's life at daycare. I guess the woman had a seizure and wasn't breathing.
Wow.
And she ran and got help. So that was very cool. And
4-year-old girl.
Yeah, and mom picked her up later that day and said, yep, she's my hero.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is nice. Knowing what to do is great.
Well, there was also a story at the Nashville SC game where an MTSU professor ended up having a heart attack during the game.
Wow.
Yeah, but the security team came to her side, rushed in, and called the Vanderbilt Life Flight Event Medicine team, and they got her airlifted. She was 100% blocked.
Wow,
so, like, she could have died, but they saved her, and she was back to working a week later.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everyday heroes walking among us.
No kidding. That's great.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. We haven't talked much about the U.S. strikes on Iran the other day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are arguing whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing. We're not even talking about that here.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you guys know that there's a movie about that?
No.
Actually, it was a small movie made 3 years ago called Top Gun Maverick.
Ah.
It's pretty much exactly what happened over the weekend.
Really?
Oh, really?
I mean, if you sit there and go through these incredibly similar plot points, you're going to go, oh my God, this movie telegraphed everything. The movie, they decided they needed to bomb an unnamed country that had uranium and was on the verge of making a nuclear weapon that will threaten its neighbors in the region. That's actually right out of the mission briefing.
Wow.
That's what we did on Saturday.
Why?
Right?
Whoa.
In the movie, there's a plot point in which the unnamed country has Russian jets and old jets from the United States, the Tomcat fighter that they actually used in the original Top Gun movie.
Yeah. Huh.
In Iran, they have jets from Russia and jets from the United States from back when we were friends with them in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And they were the Tomcat fighters from the original Top Gun movie.
Wait, this is weird.
Israel destroyed them the day before we did our bombing run.
Oh.
And then the U.S. had to blow up uranium deep underground using super targeted bombs hitting an exact spot deep in the mountains.
Wow.
Top Gun Maverick had to blow up a uranium plant deep underground using bombs hitting an exact spot deep in the mountains.
So I wonder if they watched that movie at the White House and they, hey, let's do this.
As practice.
Right?
Okay, but in the movie, they had to do that crazy, like...
Yeah, in the movie, that's where it's different. They had to fly close to the ground through the mountains.
Right.
And this one, we had the stealth bombers that were way up in the sky that nobody could see.
So, like, a little safer.
Much safer.
Yeah. Even though we're not discrediting it. Was
the only difference is you didn't see Tom Cruise running for, like, the last half hour of the movie. You know, everybody is kind of OCD about something. Mm-hmm. One of the things I did for a while was I kept worrying, did I close the garage door when I left for work?
Yep.
Because, mm-hmm. we leave so early in the morning. And it got to the point where I would, like, sometimes drive, like, I would be a mile from the house. I'd turn around, go back and look
just to make sure.
Yeah. But then I eventually got a camera for out in the garage.
Oh, funny.
Pointed at the door. You know, it's like one of those little pet cameras.
Yeah.
And that way I know, okay, I did shut it. Good for me. But this morning I was being very anxious because, half asleep waking up, first thing I do in the morning is let the dogs out in the backyard so they can do their business and then let them back in.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself after I got to work, did I let them back in?
Oh.
Or are they still in the backyard? And it's supposed to be 1,000 degrees today. And so I have one of the Furbo cameras.
Right.
And but my girlfriend rearranged things in our living room where it's really pointed at the back of a couch. So if the dogs are laying on the couch, which normally they do, you can't see the dog.
Yeah.
And so Jim comes in this morning and I'm on my phone with the Furbo camera tapping it going, doggies, 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 because it has a speaker on it.
And didn't look weird at all.
Yeah, and nobody's showing up. The dogs aren't even walking past. I started making knocking noises, like maybe there was somebody at the front door just to see if they would run in front of the camera and bark and go crazy.
Yeah, go nuts.
So eventually I got a hold of my son, Jeff, who lives in Smyrna, and I said, would you do me a favor because I'm an idiot? Would you stop by the house to make sure I didn't leave the dogs in the backyard? And so, he just texted and said they were inside. So
good.
Air-controlled comfort.
So they were just ignoring you.
Yeah, they just didn't care.
They're sleeping. Though. Yeah. Why are you bothering us?
Yeah, some people knocking the door. I'm not going to do anything.
You're like my wife before we go on a vacation.
Yeah.
She's like, did we turn the stove up? We haven't used the stove in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I think the stove is off. And then she'll go and, like, turn it on, turn it off, just to make sure. Maybe on 350, off.
Right.
Broil, off.
Yep.
Okay, it's definitely off.
Yeah.
Or did you hit off? I'll tease it like that, and that's where she punches
me. Oh, then you have to double check, yes. Did I leave the curling iron on?
Yeah, that one's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know I could burn the house down.
Yep.
Did you turn it off this morning?
I didn't. Does it look like I did my hair today?
Totally hits, totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. Oh, look, it's time to play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group. Indoor and outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have Charnel in Mount Juliet. Hello, Charnel.
Hi.
Hello. Good luck. For the guys, we got Adam in Nashville. Hello, Adam.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, let's warm up with a get acquainted question.
Yeah, let's start with Adam this time. You have your own late night talk show. Who'd be the first guest you'd have on?
Excuse me. I'm leaning Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh, oh, he'd be good.
He'd yeah. be fun.
You pretty much yeah. just introduce him and he'd talk for an hour.
What about you, Charnel?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
That might
yeah.
be mine, too.
She's a hoot.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's a life goals person, yeah.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question. For both of you, remember, you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Charnel, is Shooter McGavin. Shooter McGavin, is he a character from Happy Gilmore, Airplane, or Young Frankenstein?
Airplane.
No.
Oh, he's the, no, he's the villain.
He's the villain from Happy Gilmore. And I guess he's going to be in the new one, too.
Yeah. Okay, Adam. Are Goldfish crackers sold by Nabisco, Keebler, or Pepperidge Farms?
Pepperidge Farms?
Yes.
Pepperidge Farms it is.
Good job.
Oh.
All right. One to nothing.
He was surprised.
Everyone was surprised by your correct answer. All right. Charnel, the Thunder won the NBA championship. What city do they play for?
Screw.
Okay.
All right, Adam. She hopes you don't know this. The Thunder, the NBA, what city do they play for?
Oh, the Thunder? I have no idea.
Good use of the screw there, Charnel. Yeah, they're in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That's who they play for, Oklahoma yeah. City.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, Adam, a Revere Ware pan is famously coated with what metal on the bottom?
A Revere Ware pan.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom I can think of that's not a regular metal is copper?
That
yeah.
is
yes.
right. It is copper.
Wow, way to go.
Oh, crap.
he's been shocked by both of his answers so far.
All right.
It's 2-1. Adam's got a lead.
Charnel, tastes great, less filling is the longtime slogan of what beer?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Yes.
Woo.
Woo. Nice.
Okay.
She tied it up.
All right. You can win it with the correct answer here, Adam.
Okay, Adam. Who is actress Emma Roberts' famous aunt?
Can you tell me what she's in?
No. That's not that I don't want to tell you, but that's not in. It's against
wait,
the
wait,
rules.
Wait, Roberts. Is it Julia Roberts?
Yeah,
yes,
good
it is
job.
Julia
Roberts.
There's a connection there, I think.
Yep.
Good job. All right.
Charnel, you did well.
Yeah.
But somehow Adam surprised himself.
That's right.
And won the game.
You beat out 3 correct answers and you got them right.
Good job, Adam.
Right. Aww.
Thanks for being a great sport. Congratulations to both of you for having an awesome game, and we appreciate you playing with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. It seems like everybody in the studio today is focused on something that's been happening at home. Woody, you've been worried about your dogs, weren't sure if you let them out and forgot to bring them back in. And Gina, you just found out that the contact lenses that you thought you put on your nightstand
yeah.
were not there.
Oh, my husband just sent me a Snapchat of the contacts in bed with him this morning.
So you took your contacts out and left them in the bed?
Yeah, I thought I took them out last night when I was laying in bed, and I took one out, put it on the bed, and I took the other one out and like grabbed both and thought I put them on the nightstand.
Uh-huh.
But I guess I did not. I don't
Instead,
know.
They were shriveling up under the covers?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what happened. And I'm the only culprit because he wears glasses. So it is me. It's my fault. I'm
right.
the problem. But he leaves stuff around the house too, like his Zen pouches and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he'll take them out and just leave them on the counter and stuff.
Oh, those little nicotine
yeah,
things.
So they've been
yeah,
like in his
yeah.
mouth and then he just leaves them. And we used to have a deal where like if I found one of his Rogues, or their Rogues is the brand he uses,
okay.
He would have to do like the dishes or something. Like
there'd be a penalty.
Yeah. And then if I left like my bobby pins or like something of mine laying around, I would have to do something. And we probably should get back to doing that. It seemed to work for a while.
It kept you like from leaving stuff around.
Yeah.
And you also didn't have to do the punishments.
Yes. Yeah.
So do you have like backup contacts in now?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay. I'm supposed to be wearing dailies. Well, I do wear dailies and I'm supposed to take them out every single day, but I don't.
Okay.
because I'm cheap.
My daughter's the same way.
Expensive.
Remember, there was a story a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Of the woman who wouldn't take her contacts out but put another one in because she thought she lost them.
Yeah.
And she went to a eye doctor, and I think she had like 23 soft contacts under her eyelid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And yeah, there was a video of it, I guess, you know, she started taking them out, and they said, well, we got to film this. And they put it on YouTube, and it's like, and they kept coming. And it was like, you know, Russian dolls.
I don't understand how, like, that had to have been uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be pretty thick under your eye.
Right, I take mine out and then put new ones in. There's never been a cross contamination there.
Never been a buildup.
No,
of
and
a
the
whole
doctors
bunch of them.
Always are like, "That's bad." I know.
Your eyes. What do you need those for?
Come on. I know.
No problem. A doctor in the UK is trending right now after telling people the best thing for you to drink when it's really hot outside is milk.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I guess milk is 87% water, but it also has fat and protein and sugar in it, so it takes longer for your body to absorb it, so it'll keep you hydrated longer, but it's also ick.
Yeah, that doesn't sound refreshing at all.
No.
Cold glass of milk.
So
Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend are getting married in Venice. And there's a whole bunch of protests that are happening in Venice. There was one giant sign they put out in like a public square that you can read from space because he has that little rocket that goes up for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it says, if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax.
Burn.
Ooh.
Burn. The guy's worth $231 billion.
Yeah.
He's rented out a city.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He doesn't look like an evil villain from a Bond movie at all.
Yeah, you could feed some like homeless kids too. You know?
Mm-hmm. Like the
forget
whole
about
world.
Tax. Why don't you like help people?
Get Chick-fil-A for everybody in
no
the
kidding.
World.
Yeah. There you go. So beginning on June 30th, executive members of Costco, you know, the ones like you have the black card.
Yeah, that's the next tier up for me.
Yeah.
What are those people getting?
I think I'm an executive member.
Ooh,
you
the
and
shopping.
Bezos.
That's right.
Sorry.
You're the Bezos of Costco.
The shopping hours have changed. So now the executive members get to shop from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. every single day. But regular Costco members get to shop 10 a.m. to whenever.
Oh, so we only get what you leave for
us. But everybody, or like the non-executive members, are pissed because it used to be everybody could shop at 9. So it's not as though they're adding an hour for executives to shop.
They're taking it away
from normal members. Mm. So have fun, heathens.
Heathens.
You poor folk.
Yeah.
Yes,
me
right.
and the poors have to wait an extra hour.
Sorry, the poors can't come in for another hour.
Get out of here. No riffraff.
It's going to be crazy, stupid hot again today. Going to be in the middle 90s. Warmer as the week goes on. The heat dome, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the car a lot today. My girlfriend is down in Mount Pleasant helping out some friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her I was going to go home. I'll go there and visit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go over to Murfreesboro, let the dogs out, and then get back in the car and drive to Mount Pleasant and then back.
Yeah. So, a lot of driving.
It's a lot of miles.
I may just come right to work.
At least you'll be in the AC, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah. Air conditioning is good.
Yeah. I am going to Half Batch Brewing Company tonight in Hendersonville.
Fun.
Yeah. They're celebrating their third place medal at the Beer Olympics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going there tonight, and I'm going to try and go to the gym today, have some meetings. Today's going to be a busy day for me.
Okay.
But it'll be all good things, all fun things.
So. Nice.
So you end it with the reward of hitting Half Batch.
Cold brewski.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know. I'm an idiot.
Uh-oh.
I did not mow the lawn yesterday, and it's really high. So I'm going to have to do that in the sun. Then tonight is movie night. Everybody's coming over to the house, family, and we'll do dinner and a movie. Tonight I'm picking...
Ooh.
I'm not sure which movie. I'm going to go. I might go really old with Some Like It Hot, starring Marilyn Monroe.
Oh,
okay.
That's a classic.
Classic movie. Yeah. And the other one I'm not sure of. It's a great murder thriller called Blowout.
Okay.
No, I never saw that.
It's from 1979. John Travolta.
Oh, wow.
It's a good movie. I remember going to see it as a little kid in the drive-thru. But it still holds up, I think.
So yeah, very cool.
That's awesome.
You guys have a great day, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.